And you can do all these things, but if your heart isn't right, if you don't have a real desire to grow spiritually, they're just going to be activities. And I'm not suggesting you have to do all 10 of these to grow spiritually, but you know what? If you do all 10 of these, or you do these on a regular basis, and you do them with an attitude of out of love for your relationship with Christ, you will grow. I can promise you, you will grow spiritually, and you will start to experience more and more freedom.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the third and final part of Dr. Randy's new series entitled The Freedom Process for Your Faith. Now, to help you be intentional for that faith, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome as we do enter part three on the freedom process for your faith. And I'm going to jump very deeply into the ongoing list of the top 10 we call intentionals. And I'm going to start here with the topic on meditation in just a moment, how to grow spiritually. And our teachings are prepared for our members. And I'll tell you how you can receive this entire teaching on the freedom process for your faith here in just a few minutes. We're going to get into the teaching in a moment. And then a little bit later, I got a Ronnie standing by who wants to talk to me. We've got some questions, and we got a full half hour ahead of us here. By the way, if you would like to share a question with me, or you have a topic you'd like to have me address in my teaching series, something that would help you grow intentionally, that's why we're here as a ministry to encourage you. Share that with us. If you have a story of how living intentionally has changed your life, tell us about that as well. All you have to do is give us a call at 888-888-1717 and hit the button to join our comment line and leave your story. Or go online and join the discussion online at Facebook and through our website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right, I'm going to take you over into our teaching area, Intentional Living Family Room, as we call it. The staff has gathered, and this was recorded just a few weeks ago, as I was teaching on what is the freedom process to experience freedom in growing your faith. Ultimately, that's a great goal. Take a listen. Here's another thing over the next 30 days you might want to consider is meditation. Maybe you've never meditated. Now, I'm thinking of meditation in terms of having a scriptural passage that you've read and you just, in quietness, away from family, away from radio and television and other distractions, you just meditate on that scripture. Or you meditate on a truth that you've heard. Maybe in your last service at church on Sunday, maybe your pastor said something that kind of really got stuck inside of your mind or your heart, to just meditate on that and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal himself to you. You know, the scripture says in Ephesians 5:18 that we should be filled with the Spirit. It's a daily decision to allow the Spirit of God to fill our life, and times of meditation draw you closer to him. Here's another one. How about scriptural memorization? You know, one of the things over my lifetime, I've memorized some scripture. Sometimes I've intentionally memorized them. Sometimes just by, you know, reading them and rereading them, they just become a part of my life. But you know what? I can tell you there are moments in my life when I'm faced with a challenge, faced with a decision that needs to be made, or with a hurt or something I'm wrestling with, that I can recall scripture that just brings the presence of God into my life, the Holy Spirit closer to me. And taking time to memorize scripture, maybe just a verse a week. Do you realize if you memorize just one verse every day for the next 365 days at the end of a year from now, you would have memorized the entire books of Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Memorization's powerful. Find scripture. You know, put them on your iPad or on your phone or on a 3x5 card, or write them on the mirror in your bathroom. But to memorize scripture, something over the next 30 days. How about a goal over the next 30 days, one verse every day for 30 days, 30 verses that would draw you closer to Christ, 30 verses that would encourage you. Boy, there's a one thing that'll be for spiritual freedom in your life. Number four in the intentionals, how about service to others? Find opportunities in your community today, maybe in your neighborhood. You might have a neighbor just nearby, just maybe 100 yards from your home, that's wrestling and struggling, going through a difficulty in their marriage or their family or their finance. to take them something to eat, or just, you know, bring them a book or a word of some encouragement, or a CD with Christian music or something, just to serve them, or go over and wash their car or clean the yard or do one thing for that person. It could be someone at work or someone in church. But, you know, when we talk about finding freedom spiritually, that occurs as we get outside of ourselves. Number five, sharing with others, sharing the truth. Share what God has done in your life. Find someone today, maybe every day for the next 30 days, to share one thing that God has done in your life. He's given you health. He's given you freedom. He's given you an opportunity to work. He's given you a family. And glorify God by just sharing the simplicity and the reality of what God has done in your life with someone who would be encouraged, frankly, by hearing that. Number six on the list of intentionals, how about worship? You know, worship isn't only on Sunday morning when we're at church with the praise band on the platform. You can worship God when you're driving down the street, listening to a song, or repeating scripture. You're raising your heart to Him. Worship isn't only in music. Worship comes from repeating scripture, focusing on Him, bringing Him glory. A tithing, I put, you know, because tithing, when we give, it's an act of worship. It's an act of obedience. Maybe you've never trusted God for that before. You know, the average Christian I've read gives about 2%. Can you trust God maybe just for the next 30 days to say, you know, I'm going to trust God to begin tithing even during these next 30 days, to really trust God to begin the process of being obedient in this area and see what happens in your life. Number eight on the list was reading biographies and autobiographies of Christians. You know, there are men and women who've gone on before us and their stories have been recorded for us. People like D.L. Moody, the Wesleys, and many others, men and women who have lived their life with trials and difficulties and challenges, and it's been recorded for us to see that their life was a life of growth, a life of reality, but also a life of a growing faith. And so there are many biographies and autobiographies of great Christians that have gone on that I would encourage you to find and read. Take one book over the next 30 days and read it. Number nine on the list was to listen to Christian radio. Yeah, and I have to camp there for a minute. I'll come back and we'll continue to share that lesson with you that was recorded here with our staff and going to our members on the freedom process. But I really believe in that. What you fill your mind and heart with makes a difference. We'll talk about that in part two coming up here in just a moment. By the way, if you would like to receive this entire teaching, it's available to you, and I'll tell you how you can get it here in just a little bit. If you have a story to share, let us know. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. For the past 3 days, Dr. Randy's talked about the freedom process for your faith. And now would be a good time to remind you about the free resources on our website that will help you strengthen your faith. One of them is entitled, 30 Days to a Closer Relationship with Christ and 28 Days to More Intentional Prayer. Both are free and available for download. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on Resources, then click on Free Resources. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Coming up, Dr. Randy wraps up his series on the freedom process for your faith. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Are you making intentional choices every day? If the answer is yes, you've probably seen God doing some amazing things as you focused your life on Him, and we'd love to hear about it.
I wanted to share with you what it means to have intentional living for me.
And I'm being intentional by praying for people who have needs daily.
How are you choosing to be intentional with your life? Tell us about it when you call 888-888-1717 and encourage others with your story of intentional living.
Dr. Randy, this is Terry. I wanted to comment on the anxiety.
Support from listeners like you is helping others live intentionally.
I too suffered with that, and it was about a 5-year battle that I'm just basically coming out of over the last 6-8 months. And the one thing that really brought me out of it was listening to your program one day, and it was probably 2 years into it, and you started talking about the one thing that just stuck in my mind, and I found myself making myself do something every day, no matter how small, that I didn't want to do because of anxiety. And after a period of about 2 years, it's pretty much gone.
Impacting lives for Christ is what Intentional Living is all about. And you can help make a difference by becoming a member of the Intentional Living support team right now. Call 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717.
Yeah, you know, thank you for sharing that, by the way. When you think about the power of one thing, doing the next right one thing, even the Apostle Paul says, forgetting what's behind, I press toward the goal, I stretch, I'm intentional for one thing, and that's the goal. And today we're talking about one thing, and that is the process of building your faith and in the process experiencing more freedom. I'm going to the number 9 on the list of the intentionals, and I'm talking about what you consume, what you listen to, what you allow into your life. I'll tell you how you can receive all this teaching in a moment, but right now let's get back into it. Take a listen. Number 8 on the list was reading biographies and autobiographies of Christians. You know, there are men and women who've gone on before us, and their stories have been recorded for us. And I would encourage you to find and read. Take one book over the next 30 days and read it. Number 9 on the list was to listen to Christian radio. Now, of course, I'm deeply involved in Christian media, videos and radio, Christian radio through our internet streaming and all the things that we do. I believe in Christian radio. I would encourage you to listen to the radio. I know many of you do, and that's how you hear Intentional Living. But to allow the music and allow the programming to become sort of a soundtrack for your home. One of the things when Don and I will get in the car, you know, we've heard a lot of stuff going on in the world. And there's so much going on now with politics and so many things that are difficult for us. Just to turn on the radio, to hear the Christian songs coming through from Family Life Radio, to hear the announcers sharing scripture and getting that kind of hope into our lives. And so maybe for the next 30 days, take it as a challenge just to listen to Christian radio for the next 30 days, to let your heart be filled with just that which is going to uplift you and build you. And then number 10, to be active in your church. Church attendance, church involvement, to be very active as a person in fellowship. The Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as many do. And to find a church, if you're not a church now, to find a church where the Bible is taught. There are no perfect people, no perfect churches, no perfect pastors, but to get involved in a church, to be there. There's something that happens when we're in that setting, two or three gathered together, focused intentionally on our faith and growing in our relationship with Christ. Now, there's a list of 10 things, and you can do all these things, but if your heart isn't right, if you don't have a real desire to grow spiritually, they're just going to be activities. And I'm not suggesting you have to do all 10 of these to grow spiritually, but you know what? If you do all 10 of these, or you do these on a regular basis, and you do them with an attitude of out of love for your relationship with Christ, you will grow. I can promise you, you will grow spiritually, and you will start to experience more and more freedom. And that's really what this lesson is all about. I want to conclude, though, with one thing. Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day. To be in that place where you allow Him to speak to you and you speak to Him. Think about a relationship with your best friend. I mean, if you never talked to them, if you never were with them, if you never shared with them, if you never listened to them, that friendship would become, it would always be there, but it would just kind of grow distant, and it would be, it wouldn't be as fresh or as valuable as it could be when you spend time together. That's true in marriage. It's true in all relationships that we want to grow. So the one thing I would conclude this month as we think about experiencing freedom with our faith is to realize that being intentional is not so God's going to love us more. We're being intentional in our faith so that we can experience Him more fully. And we can have greater success in the things that really matter to Him in our life. That's what it means to be intentional in growing your faith. Lord, thank You for this opportunity to share. I pray that something that has been shared today will just probe and encourage and motivate those who are participating in this lesson this month to grow in greater freedom in their relationship with you. Thank you for your intentional love for us. And may we respond knowing your intention by living intentionally for you every day. Well, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're back in the Intentional Living Studio live, and that wraps up the 3 days sharing with you the teaching from the Freedom Process for Growing Your Faith. And of all the topics that we talk about, marriage and parenting, we're going to be starting a series real soon on high-stake relationships as I take you through if you're a single parent or a blended family or your in-law relationships and so on. But at the core, if your faith is right, if you're really building your relationship with Christ, you're well-positioned, as it were, to be able to face these other things in life. So I hope this series has been helpful. And by the way, the entire teaching, this lesson on the freedom process for your faith is available from Intentional Living. It's going out to our members, our monthly members, automatically. But you know what? We'd like to get it into your hands as well as you share with us as a new monthly member. Or if you're not a member today, it's just a very simple thing to do. Go online. If you believe that God is moving in your life and you want to learn more about living intentionally in the practical areas of your life, come and join us. And we'll make sure this entire teaching comes to you, plus all the ongoing teachings that are in queue ready to come your way every month. Just you can do it right now. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click the donate button, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. And God bless you. Thank you for standing with us at Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
I made a decision to pray and say to God, I have made a mess of my life. I can't get out of this trap I'm in. Will you help me?
Susan's intentional one thing radically changed her life.
I had turned to drugs and had lost my job, lost my health, and lost all my support system as well. And I made a decision to pray and say to God, I have made a mess of my life. I can't get out of this trap I'm in. Will you help me? And within 24 hours, I had two phone calls, one that gave me a job and another a place to live that were 500 miles away from where I was living. And so at this new place, there would be no drug dealers that I knew. I met a man who showed me the Bible and said, this is the word of God. And I told him, no, it wasn't. If it had that much importance in it, somebody would have told me about it. And I read it to prove him wrong, and he was right. And the Bible began to change my life as I made a conscious decision to read it on a daily basis. And God rescued me out of that situation and began to restore my life.
When you feel trapped by the choices you've made, one thing you can do to find freedom is to take that first step toward God through prayer. Try the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover one thing you can do to begin living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Hey, wow, thank you for sharing your story with us. To hear what God is doing in your life, tell us what's happening in your life intentionally. When you call 888-888-1717. Okay, Ronnie's in Michigan. Thank you for your call, Ronnie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for about a week now, and it's really been a blessing.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share, you know, this end of this last year around Christmas time, I went through a just a relationship trouble with a friend of mine, and something where you just sort of felt alone, and it wasn't something you really wanted to talk to people about. And so it was one of those things where it's like you said earlier, you know, I reached out for my faith, and it was very shaky. And so I was just sort of going over myself of, you know, what does God mean to me? And I realized that, you know, I there's a very large flaw in, you know, my faith, is that, you know, I look to God when I'm, you know, in trouble, or when I'm feeling, you know, when I feel like I need protection. And I realize that, you know, I haven't been searching for him 100% of the time, even when I don't feel like I need him. And I realize that, you know, I have got to meet a great opportunity, because in the start of this new year and everything, I have the opportunity to seek God 100% of the time in every way that I can. And I'm starting a Bible study with a friend of mine, because, you know, I realize that a lot of my, you know, my beliefs and everything, I believe very strongly, but people in my family are, like, they're Christians, but it's not something that's ever really talked about. So in my position, you're kind of alone in my belief, whatever. Mm. And so a way that I'm trying to be purposeful is sort of giving myself goals every week of ways to search for God. And I'm really excited about it. And
good for you.
The preaching is very helpful.
That's good. How old are you, Ronnie?
I'm 17.
17 years old. And you just found us on the radio?
Yeah, my dad actually put it on a few days ago. We were flipping through stations, and it's hard to really find stations that we like, and he put yours on, and I really am enjoying it.
Well, good for you. Well, Ronnie, I'm glad you're listening to Michigan. And as a young person, you know, let me just remind you again, the scripture says, as we, you know, as we draw close to him, he's there, and he'll draw close to us. And as we make that move, and what you're doing as a young lady, moving toward God, getting into his word, trusting him, as you grow in your faith and you allow your faith to grow, filling your mind with that which is going to be uplifting and positive and certainly biblical, the Bible talks about that in Philippians 4:8, you're going to find your life starting to be revolutionized. And I'll tell you what, if you get it right as an intentional person when you're 17, and you start living intentionally in your life, not perfectly, but intentionally, I'll tell you what, by the time you get to be 27 and 37 and 47 and that faith has grown and your life has grown, you're going to look back and say, yeah, we've got regrets, but not as many, because I chose to make that decision at that time. So, Ronnie, listen, I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad the station is there for you on Family Life Radio. We continue to be there for you, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
Through your intentional living program, I just turned everything over to the Lord, and the amount of peace that he has brought me through this and the healing has been tremendous. And just seeing God for who he is and realizing that we have a choice in how we deal with these things.
I would intentionally do every day what God is asking me to do. I just pray, and I'm learning to reorganize my finances. I'm being obedient, and he's giving me a new career path. It's all by God's grace.
Yeah, I just want to thank you, because you made me intentional. I mean, you suggested so much. I listened to you on the way home, and, you know, you made me realize that, you know, you got to try. You got to focus on various things and strive for that.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the kind words. I really do. But here's what I believe and what I know. It's what's going on the inside of you. All we are is kind of like a switch Turner, you know, we just kind of flip the switch and let the what God ignite in your heart, whatever's going on that you're ready for. But we're glad to be there. You know, recently I stuck around after I recorded the lessons you've been hearing the last 3 days to answer some questions that came in. And I'd like to share one of those with you right now. Take a listen. Here's a question that comes from one of our Intentional Living listeners. They say, I've heard you say on the radio that you can tell a lot about a person by reviewing their calendar and their checkbook. What do you mean? Well, you know, our calendar and our checkbook are areas of priority. What we allow on our schedule and how we spend our money reveals more than just our schedule and our money. It reveals our priorities. It reveals at the deepest core of who we are, how we see our purpose, how we relate to God's commands. If our schedule, for instance, is filled with just activity and there's no place for God, there's no place for our family, then, well, we know God's not a priority. If we see a schedule that's all family-centric, it's all for the family, but leaves out the community or leaves out the church, then we know it's a very family-centric priority.
If we see money that's spent on a lot of material things, and there's not an attitude of giving or sharing toward the needs of others, then we know that tends to be a very materialistic attitude coming from the person. And so when I look at a calendar, or when I look at a schedule, or a checkbook rather, it reveals something deeper about priorities. It's not so important that I see it. I would encourage you to take a look at your own checkbook. Pull out your checkbook or your credit card registry or the things that you've bought in the last year, and look at it for yourself. Look at your schedule. Take it out and analyze how you've spent your time over the last 6 months. And then you make a determination of how you see your priorities.
My intentional living is through prayer. I love to pray, and the more you pray, the more you get to know God. And I just thank the Lord for making a way that I can pray, and thank you.
My one thing for making my life better is to get up every morning. I go outside, and as I do my morning stretches, I'm also giving God praise for helping me through the night, for what He's going to give me through the day, and that He loves me.
I'm living intentionally. I bought a one-year Bible along with a one-year study journal, and I'm going to read this Bible in 1 year. And that's my intentional living today, that one can do to be closer to God.
Yeah, that's good. You know, intentional living, the two sides that we've talked about of the coin, on one side is His intentional love for us, the life transformation, the spiritual transformation, the eternal transformation that He gives to us as a total free gift. Then the other side of that coin is our response, our intentional response. And that's where we camp there, because it's out of there that we find joy and obedience and, frankly, intentional living. And it's because of our members. I mean, I can't thank our members enough for allowing us to do this every month, standing with us in faithful financial support. God bless you. And you'll be watching for, by the way, this teaching. It may already be on its way or at your door. It's the Freedom Process that we've shared the last 3 days. It's on CD. It's coming to you. And we're inviting new members to come. If you're not a member, come and join us. Be a part of making a difference, not only in your life, which it will, but the lives of others who are listening around the world. Your financial support every month will make a big difference. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's our website, theintentionallife.com. Or the telephone, you can call us during West Coast business hours by calling 888-888-1717. Just like Michael did from Alma, Michigan, and Eduardo from Spring Valley, California, and Don and Amy from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Recent members, thank you much. God bless you. Appreciate you joining us. Thank you for standing with us at Intentional Living.